Today is Thursday, August 29th, 2019. We're going to hear Rav Moshe Soloveitchik Shir and Parshas Re'eh.
I just want to dedicate the share in honor of the new granddaughter that Emily and Yoel had, both had, and
Yoel worked very hard.
Okay. So that's and they should migadel her le Torah le chuppah le ma'isim tovim. And we want to wish nachas to the whole family. They should have nachas from her, nachas from all their children, all their grandchildren, and all the future grandchildren.
Amen.
All right,
Kiddush.
And then
Kiddush too.
And also, we're all mispala for Shlema. The mother, Emily, should get stronger, and everything should be go well.
Amen.
And everybody should have good health.
Amen.
Okay.
Thank you. I would like to mention, please take your phones and silence them, please.
Never mind, by the way.
How did you say that, Dan? Dad, what did you say?
No, it's right. Pinchas.
Yeah, what does he say?
Vibrate.
Oh, gosh. Your English isn't too good. Yeah, his English isn't too good. We, in case you didn't know it, we were milchik tonight.
Now you're telling me.
Yeah. So I'd like you to... I'd like to wish all of you a Mazel Tov too, on the birth of our beautiful granddaughter.
Shana Mabel.
Shana Mabel. So I want to wish all of you a good Erev Shabbos, a good Shabbos. Please clean off the tables, leave the tablecloths on, and we will have class next week, right?
You will that's the plan.
And so we'll be fleshing next week. Okay. And we're going to daven approximately 3 minutes after the class ends.
All right. There is a big machlokus. What haftorah to be read? Could we get chumashim for the piece? Because without chumashim, you're not gonna. It's gonna be. You can share chumashim with them.
I would suggest that to look at page
1196. Now there is the 7 weeks between Tisha B'Av and Rosh Hashanah have seven haftaras that are called Shiva de Nechemta, the seven of consolation. Seven haftaras of consolation. The first, that's on page 1196, is Nachmu Nachmu Ami. So the Medrash says that God tells the Nevi'im, the prophets, to go console the people. The second Haftorah, that's in 1197, that was last week, Vatelmer Tzion Azavani Hashem, Zion rejects the consolation of the Nevi'im and said, God has forsaken me, God has forgotten me. My uncle would always discuss here the question whether you could fulfill the mitzvah of Nichum Aveilim, of consoling the mourners through a shliach, through a when my grandmother died, so the Lubavitcher Rebbe sent his brother-in-law, Rav Gerari, as his agent to Menachem Oval, my uncle and my father, and with a whole piece of Torah, why he felt that you could fulfill the mitzvah of Nichum Aveilim with a shliach, with an agent. My father felt differently. Okay. My uncle said, suggested that it depends on the Oval. In other words, if the Oval accepts it, he said, then it's okay. But if the Oval is not satisfied, then it's not okay. And he said, that's here. He says, God sends the shliach, he sends the agents, he sends the prophets. Nachmu Nachmu Ami. So the first pasuk and next haftorah, because the Medrash weaves the first psukim of each of the haftorahs. So Vatamar Tzion Azavani Hashem, I don't accept the nechama. God has forsaken me. God has left me. So, and then. And now, the question is, what Haftorah we read this week? So there is a big machlokas, because this week, generally, we should read the Haftorah in 1199, Ani Yisora Lo Nuchama. However, it's also Rosh Chodesh. So the Beis Yosef's opinion is that we read the Haftorah of Ani Yisora, not Rosh Chodesh. And that is the opinion of the Vilna Gaon also, of the Gra. The opinion of the Ramah, and most Ashkenazic shuls follow that, they read the Haftorah of Rosh Chodesh. And they attach Ani Yisora to the Haftorah two weeks later. Okay, but in any case, so the third week, which according to many opinions, that's the Haftorah of this week is Ani Yisora Lo Nuchama. What is the Medrash says that the Nevi'im, the prophets, come back to God and they say to God, Jewish people didn't accept your Nuchama. Did not accept your consolation. And then, in the next week, this is next week's Haftorah, God says, Anochi, Anochi, Menachemchem. It is me. It is I. Better if you're English. It is I who is consoling you. My second grade teacher taught me something. Anyway, so, Anochi, Anochi, who Menachemchem. It is I who is consoling you. It's not just the Nevi'im, the prophets, the agents of God, it's God himself is consoling. And then that continues, the Medrash says, for the next two Haftorahs. Rani Akarlo Yalada Pitzchi Rina Batsali, break out into a song, Lo Chola Ki Ramesh Amar Hashem. So God is consoling the Jewish people. And Kumiori, rise, shine your light, for the glory of Hashem has shined upon you, is also God consoling the Jewish people. And Parshas Nitzavim, which is the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, so Sasis Bashem, the Jewish people say, I'll be happy with God. My soul shall exalt with my God, for he has dressed me in the raiments of salvation. In a robe of righteousness, he has cloaked me like a bridegroom who dons priestly glory, like a bride who bedecks herself in her jewelry. By the way, just as a side point, in hundreds of years ago, certainly in the time of Gonim, if there was an Ufrif. Now, Ufrif is not, those days did not mean what it means today. Ufrif meant the Shabbos of the Sheva Brachas. doesn't mean the Shabbos before the wedding. But in Ufruf was the Shabbos of the Sheva Brachas, because a person does the Shabbos before the wedding, he doesn't have any special status. But with the wedding, he comes a chassan. You don't come a chassan when they send out the invitations. You become a chassan at the time of the wedding. So that's it seems to me it's talking about the Shabbos of the Sheva Brachas. So they didn't say the regular haftorah if there was a chassan in shul. They used to say sos asus v'ashem, this haftorah, because this haftorah talks about how God is treating us like a chassan and like a kala. So the Jewish people express their joy, their happiness, and that God dresses them in the clothes of salvation. He treats them like a chassan and like a kala, etc., etc. So that's the seventh of Torah. Now, I'm somewhat troubled by the Torah, which, and the Sephardic shuls will be laning this week, according to the interpretation of the Medrash. Again, Medrash only takes the first pasuk of each Haftorah and weaves them together, and the way the Medrash explains it is that the prophets come back to God and say to God, the Jewish people rejected your nechama, rejected your consolation. What is the purpose? Why is it necessary for the prophets to come back to God and to say, the Jewish people reject your consolation? And then, more than that, is the question that why play this game? You know, is the way the narrative, the narrative here is that God first sends the Navi, and the Navi rejects the Jewish people reject the consolation of the Navi, and then God says, okay, Anochi Anochi Menachemchem, it's me who's being Menachem you. Why play this game? Why couldn't God just start off Anochi the first week after Tisha B'Av? Anochi, Anochi, who menachemchem? It is I, God, who's menachem you. Why this game that the Navi, God says to the Navi, and the Navi goes to Jewish people say, no, and then the Navi goes back to God and says, Jewish people said no. What is going on here? Now, I have talked many times here about the dual relationship that every Jew has with God. And recently I've discussed it, and it's really very troubling. When I look back, and I'm not talking about shuls where everybody was Shomer Shabbos, I'm talking about shuls where people were completely non-observant that showed up once or twice or three times a year. That's what I'm talking about. I see a difference among those Jews. And among the observant Jews, the differences are not that great now than the way it was years ago. But I see a big difference in the nature of association with the religion, with tradition, among the Jews who years ago never went to shul except on special occasion, and the same Jews today. And let me explain. I always say we have a double relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On one hand, God is our God. We say Elokeinu velekei avoseinu. We have a relationship with God based on God's and based on sensing the presence of God in our lives. Elokeinu velekei avoseinu, the God of our ancestors. Also, we have a relationship with God based on the relation on the sensing the presence of God, or remembering the presence of God in the life of our ancestors. We have a double relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And one is a very personal relationship. Yaakov Avinu said, "In Miyel Lakimi Madi, if God will be with me, Ushmarani Baderech Asher Anochi Holeich, and will watch over me on the road that I'm going, v'nasan li lechem lechol, give me bread to eat, a beged lilbosh, and clothes to wear, v'shafti b'shalom v'beisavi, and I'll return in peace to my father's house, v'hayah Hashem li le'elikim. God will be a God for me." So Yaakov Avinu, the chosen one of the Avos, he says to God, "Look, God, I'll make a deal with you. You be good to me, I'll be good to you. But if you're not going to be good to me, forget it. It's off." How can we comprehend such a thing? The old Rishonim asked that question. But I think it's a very simple answer. Not Chas V'Shalom that Yaakov Avinu said that. But so long as Yaakov Avinu was in the house of Yitzchak, spiritually, Yitzchak dominated the scene, if I could use that lashon. And for the most part, spiritually, they saw themselves, their main relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the perception of God in the life of Yitzchak. And let me tell you, that might sound bad. What happens in yeshiva? When boys are in yeshivas, to a large degree, the whole perception, the religious perception, has to do with it's the Rosh Yeshiva or whoever it might be. That's sort of like, I don't mean it in the Navi sense, but it's sort of like an intermediary. Not that we worship him, Chas V'Shalom, but it's the God, it's his God. We have a relationship with the Rosh Yeshiva's God, or in the house, with our parents' God. And you had, in the old days, I mentioned Jews who never came to shul. When it came to Yisker, the place was packed. The place was packed. And you should know that the Jews who were not committed, it's not that they didn't want to have a relationship with God. They wanted to have a relationship with God. But they felt through the memory of their parents, they will have that relationship. And unfortunately, you don't have that situation today. Unfortunately, the people, Yisker, the crowds that used to come to Yisker, and even in the shuls where you have much larger crowds now, the Yisker, you don't have that crowd that came once a year, twice a year. Is it because of our changed attitude towards religion, or did it even begin? It might even begin from another point. Of course, that follows. It might have to do with the nature of family today. Today, family means much less than it meant years ago. And so the special relationship that existed between a parent and a child, when the parent was no longer there, the child still had special regard for the God of his parents. but it had to be the God of his parents. It wasn't his God. He didn't feel a personal relationship. It was more a respect or a reverence. But there wasn't that personal relationship. And since there wasn't that personal relationship, there couldn't be that love relationship of Ahavas Hashem, of love of God. A love relationship is a personal relationship. Kehelis, I always mention, is Kehelis ben David, because Kehelis, Sof Davar HaKol Nishma Esel Kim Yirei, the sum total of everything is fear of God. Fear of God can be given over from father to son. So it's Kehelis, the son of David. Mishlei, Divrei Mishlei ben David. It's Musar, Tochacha, ethics. We talk Maseches Avos is the ethics of the fathers, it's called. We say Maseches Avos starts over Moshe Kibul Tam Sinai Sar Li Yeshua Yeshua Liskenim Skenim Neviim and Neviim Masrul Anshik Nesagola. It talks about giving over from generation to generation. But when it comes to Shir Hashirim, and also. And when it comes to Shir Hashirim, it's Shir Hashirim Asher L'Shlomo. David isn't mentioned because when it comes to a love relationship, there it's a personal relationship. It's a personal relationship. So Yaakov said, "Im Yelakimi Madi Ushmani B'Derech Hashar Anochi Holeich, if God will be with me and watch me, watch over me." What's he saying? In other words, sometimes to create these special relationships, we need like a Kriyas Yamsuf. The truth of the matter is that the strongest love relationships doesn't emanate from the fact of things that are special, but it's recognition of the things that otherwise would be taken for granted that are always there. And Yaakov, said, till now, I was in my father's house. The predominant relationship was Elokei Yitzchak. As a matter of fact, when God appeared to him, he says, Elokei Avram Avich of Elokei Yitzchak. I am the God of Avram and the God of Yitzchak. So Yaakov says, now that I left my father's house, you'll become my God also. And I'm not going to need special miracles. Just by focusing on the things that focusing on the things that people take for granted, the lechem lechol, the beged lilbos, the shafti b'shalom obeisavi, v'haya Hashem li le'elokim, God will be my God. And even when I return to my father's house, and there'll be that strong Yitzchak relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'haya Hashem li le'elokim, God will remain. The opportunity I have now, the unfortunate opportunity that I have now, because he was chased out of his house because of Esav, but he will be able to strengthen his personal relationship with God, and that's what by Evan Azos this stone, the Shesamti Matseva that I made as a monument. Yiyah Beis Holkim will be a house of God, will be a Beis HaMikdash. Because what is the Beis HaMikdash? The Beis HaMikdash is the symbol Ba'asuli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Socham. I'll dwell in their midst. That's the personal relationship that God has with the Jewish people. So that's what the Beis HaMikdash is. And that's the Targum Unculus in Oz Yashir says, Zekeli va'anveyu elikeyavi va'aramenu. This is my God. Up till Kriyas Yamsuf, it was the God of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov that came to save their children. But once the Kriyas Yamsuf came, the Jewish people said, Zekeli, they pointed with their finger. Zekeli va'anveyu. And the Targum Unculus says, what does anveyu mean? Anveyu means I'll make for him a mikdash. Because the mikdash represents that personal love relationship. Elokei aviv aromemenu. the God of my fathers, and I will exalt him. So this is what I think was happening here. It's not, how did the Jewish people come? And you know, I want to tell you something. It's very interesting. We always say Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu. Chronologically, we should say Elokeinu v'Elokeinu v'Elokeinu, our God and the God of our ancestors. We should say the God of our ancestors and our God. Zekeli van Veyu Elokeinu v'Aramenu. This is my God, and the God of my fathers. It should be the God of my fathers and my God. Chronologically, the answer is, the more we see God in our lives, the more we see it in the lives of our ancestors also. Listen, I mentioned today, I was talking to some people, I mentioned that take someone who has survived the concentration camps. He has a much better perception of what Yetzias Mitzrayim was than the Jewish people generations before. We, of course, did not have that situation. But a little that was given over, we could. But when we see God in our lives, it adds meaning. It strengthens seeing God in the lives of our ancestors. And it strengthens our ability in that relationship as well. Now, what happened, the Jewish people, how did they come to sin? How did they come to lose the Beis HaMikdash? And also, Beis HaMikdash, what was the Mida Keneged Mida? What was the Mida Keneged Mida that it was? What I think is, it certainly did not start with the Jewish people not wanting to recognize God at all. It might have reached that point. But they wanted to have a relationship with God. But they didn't want God interfering too much in their lives. You know, I mentioned, in my family, the minhag was not to say Shalom Aleichem at the at a very untraditional Shabbos meal. But for generations, we've been untraditional. Okay, but because we don't like talking to Malachim. Anyway, so that's the reason. So, but then the Yaakov Emden, he didn't mind talking to Malachim, but he would skip the last paragraph. Why? He says he didn't like kicking Malachim out of his house. You know, Tzeischem L'Shalom. Matter of fact, I mentioned the famous story with Lubavitcher Rebbe. I don't know if it's true, but I heard the story. It's a good story in any case. The Lubavitcher Rebbe, as opposed to some of the other Rebbeim, even as opposed to his father-in-law, who was Rebbe before him, was a very private person in his personal life. He was a very private person. And Chassidim, you know, they sort of, the Rebbe is sort of like public property. So let's say I assumed that by his father-in-law, they would all stand around when the father-in-law made Kiddush and all that. And then going home from shul, they walked with the Rebbe. The first Shabbos he was Rebbe, they walked home. And they went into his house. And Babich Rebbe wasn't too happy about it. And he made Kiddush. And then he says, I already told the Malachim to leave. Isn't that enough?
Wow.
Okay, anyway. So, anyway, people, in other words, we want to have, and I shouldn't say we, people want to have a relationship with God, but they don't want him too long. They don't want God controlling their lives. So how do they have the relationship? They work. It's the God of their fathers. But you know what happens? If it only the God of their fathers, that works for one generation and two generations. But if you don't reinforce it, Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu, you even lose that relationship also. So This, I think, was the issue that went on. God, of course, understood. God wanted the Jewish people to understand. How did they get to this point? The answer is, they didn't want a personal relationship with God. They didn't want God in their lives. They wanted a relationship with the God of their ancestors. And to them, the Beis Hamikdash symbolized the God of their ancestors. But the truth of the matter is, the purpose of the Beis Hamikdash was to symbolize the personal relationship. I'll dwell in their midst. So God purposely sent. He wanted the Jewish people to reject the nechama, the consolation of the Nevi'im, of the agents, in order that they should say, we want a personal relationship. But you know, I think there's an idea here, and the idea is that sometimes when you have, and this is true with parents, and it's very true with teachers, and it's very true, very often true with rabbis. Rabbis feel that, in a sense, a particular person's relationship with God has to be limited through them. Has to be limited through them. And the idea of a personal, now, and of course, it's very important. There has to be teachers. There has to be rabbis. Hey, I would lose my job. There has to be teachers. There has to be rabbis. There has to be parents. You need all of that. You need that relationship with God also. But that relationship shouldn't be made in such a way that it's limited to that. What happens when a child leaves the yeshiva? If his whole relationship with God is based on his Rosh Yeshiva? What happens when he encounters situations that are different than the yeshiva? What happens when he goes out into the business world, where there is no Rosh Yeshiva there? At the Meraglim, when they left, they were great people. Anashim, Kulam Anashim. And they were, Rashi says, they were tzaddikim at that point. They were righteous leaders of the Jewish people. And they come back. They left the rebellion. What happened? 40 days away from Moshe. At that time, there was a servile perspective. The Jews were servants, slaves. And even when they left Egypt, so everything was limited from the focus of the master. It's okay. Rav means master. But you have to learn to have a personal relationship with God also. You can't take your master with you wherever you go. You have to have a personal relationship. You have to have a personal relationship. And very often, hey, listen, we're not perfect. We make mistakes. And people can come disappointed with us. And sometimes rightfully so. Does that mean that their relationship with God should crumble because of their perspective of the rabbis and of the Rosh Yeshivas crumbling also in particular situations? So it's important to have this, and sometimes the teachers, the agents of God, they begin to think that they also have to understand the importance of people having their personal, private relationship with God. That's why the Navi has to come back to God. He has to say, I recognize that the Jewish people need more. They need a personal relationship also. Because it's important for teachers to understand that. So I think this is then God says, Anochi, Anochi, Humanachem Chem. Now that you understand the importance of a personal relationship, that's what I always wanted also. Anochi, Anochi, Humanachem. And it continues three times. And then the Jewish people express their joy and they say that God clothed them in the clothes of salvation. He restored their relationship. He made them like a chasn, like a kala, a love relationship. This is what the Shiva, the Nechemta, is all about.
Culture or family?